jokes, stories, and commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array.
Gentlemen, friends and neighbours, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making, a mother disappointed by both of them, plus some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Oh, yeah. The story is, though, I probably did get in a fight with a mirror this morning. Good morning, Sister Val.
Good morning, Brother Scott.
All right. How are things?
It sounds like you're a priest when I say that or something.
Brother Scott.
Brother Scott.
I'm so far from a priest.
at least you'd like to be.
Yeah. What would the name of my church be? Yeah, you probably can't say that. All right. No. Or you don't want to. All right. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We ran a couple minutes long there with the intro because my cross posting didn't work. It didn't flow through to Scott and Val Save the Universe on Facebook. So I was trying to get that fixed. But we're all over this morning. You can find us on Scott and Val Save the Universe on YouTube. You can find us on KCHW FM on Facebook, and then all of their platforms, Twitch and YouTube as well, and Facebook. So we are all over the place with video. We are the show you want to watch, and it's mostly because of the crazy guys that join us, right, Val?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They are going to, you know, give you a chuckle or a roll, eye roll, one or the other.
You know, and I think, talking with Joe, I think he felt like we were giving him fake laughs last week. I had to, like, convince him. It was like, no, Joe, you were killing us. So Joel Wilczynski last week in stick figures. It was
my gosh, when he pulled out his drawings, I about lost it. Yeah. It was. So if you didn't see it last week, you have to go look it up because it was really funny.
And we do tie all those to the show by date, and then so after the show's over, we start uploading the rest of the week the snippets from the show, and so you can always find those too. Ken had a great one last week too, and we'll get into what you're going to get on the show today, but first, Val, how are you? How are you?
You know what?
How's my
sister?
I'm
good. I'm kind of chuckling about the new intro with Nigel.
Why is that?
Well, it came up kind of pixelated. And what I was thinking as I was seeing it is that he is like one of those people that they're interviewing, but they don't want you to see their face. So they like pixelate it out.
Yes. Yes. That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. So he was like, I am not associating with this whole thing. I'm going to make sure nobody recognizes me.
I try not to shut down my computer because it's got a bad fan, and when you shut it down, it starts whining. But I think I need one because I noticed Nigel was pixelating. I had problems with another video this morning, and it's probably my video player. And then when our intro was playing, I heard it on my end at least hiccup a couple times. So if something crashes today and we go off the air,
You know what? You'll miss us if we're gone.
Uh-huh. All right. We're going to do this morning's first two jokes. And here comes my sister.
Okay. I told my doctor, I feel like I'm invisible. His answer, who said that?
That's what happens when you get older, because like as I'm approaching my 60th birthday, I'm thinking, and I notice this at stores, girls don't even look at me anymore. Unless I do something weird, then everybody looks.
I always thought it'd be super fun if you were like walking by a graveyard and you passed other people and they said hi, just to go, oh, they can see me.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right. I've got one too this morning. The best part about getting older in Main Val is when I fall on the ice now, people assume I'm just checking for structural integrity. If I fell, I have lost all the padding on my bum. It would be really painful.
Well, and our bones get brittle.
Yeah. So do our minds. All right, things you didn't know yesterday. This is always a great start to the morning, and me and my sister are going to go back and forth on these. Val's read the first one.
I have. Octopuses have three hearts, which explains why they never text Scott back.
Oh. Burned by, yeah, I was gaslit by an octopus. All right, Val, the inventor of the Pringles can is actually buried in one.
I'd heard that before.
That's called brand commitment, and his last words at the factory were, hey, I think I mixed up the cans.
I didn't think I was still supposed to be crunchy.
Yeah, this one's all powdery, and I think there's some chips in space. All right.
Bananas are actually radioactive. Not dangerous, just slightly spicy from a science standpoint. Explains the YouTube experiments.
Have you seen the YouTube experiments? Because you're looking confused.
I have not seen the YouTube experiments.
People trying to like plug probes into bananas and make them light up LEDs.
Like they used to do, didn't they used to do that with potatoes or something?
Yeah. Same kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There are more possible moves in chess than there are atoms in the observable universe. And that is why I am bad at it. Actually played my first game of chess against Lindsay, who's really into it. Since we were kids, me and you used to play chess, but do you remember that?
I remember playing with Brad when we first got married.
Wow. So there's your childhood memories gone again.
Gone again. Yeah, with him, I was like, I can't play with you anymore. And it's just, I guess the differences in personalities. He was like so aggressive and it was like, oh my gosh, he's like taking this so seriously. And so I was like, I'm not playing with you anymore.
If you're good at chess, you're good at war. It's true. I was told that Lindsay was going to stomp me, and she did beat me handily, but it was a long game, so I felt like I held my own.
Good for you. Yeah. I wouldn't even remember how to play.
Yeah. The rook is always the confusing one for me. I'm not good at spatial awareness. All right. There are more. We already did that one. I think it's you taking us to Belgium.
All right. Belgium has the highest number of castles and comic book artists per square kilometer in the world.
Which is why I want to go visit.
You like your comic books?
And castles more.
I like castles too. Yeah. I would, you know, because you tend to, you know, associate that with like Scotland or Ireland, and it's Belgium.
So I'm going to read a comic book in a castle. And here comes the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Barbie dolls. And it's at 18,500, which are in my basement.
It's creepy, Scott. It's really, it's really
just
creepy.
It's just
creepy.
I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe here.
It's going to be really creepy if it is a dude.
As far as I'm concerned, this picture's over right now.
Exactly.
A spa in Japan allows you to swim in various liquids, including coffee and wine. What else could we swim in, Scott?
I added that to the story because I just thought this could be fun. So this is something, if you're following along on the KCHWFM Facebook page or our YouTube page or something, that you could post. What else you would like to swim in? Has anything came to mind, Val?
You know, I was all about the wine. I thought that sounded kind of fun.
All right. Well, what do you think I would choose to swim in then?
Milk, or half and half.
Definitely half and half. Half and half, Scott's so thick, I'd be more buoyant.
Scott's in there with a straw.
It's half and half and a little bit of me.
I want the creepy vibe thing, you know, your sound effect. Yeah. Replay.
I'm picking up a heavy creepy vibe here.
Yeah, that's the one.
Scott in a pool of half and half with a straw. You can just picture it, can't you? Maybe I'll do it and put up a snapshot next week. All right. Then when I was thinking of this, what else could you swim in? I thought of my favorite comedian actor on the planet. Bless his soul. Rest in peace. Leslie Nielsen.
I've been swimming in raw sewage.
No.
I love it.
No.
Gosh. And then RFK took that seriously.
Where's my drum roll? That's what happened to his throat. It's an infection.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And I had one more on the list that I thought RFK would probably swim in, and that was bile. Thank you. All right. Any last ones, and then we'll check on Facebook in a little bit and see if anybody else.
Let's see. I was waiting for Ken's been talking to us this morning, but no reply on what he'd like to swim in.
Okay.
It would probably be Jack Daniels, maybe.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, that pickled permanently. All right, 2,000 Americans, 230 Canadians require medical attention each year after mishaps with what, Val?
Their toilet paper dispensers.
How do you hurt your, is it the spring? It's got to be the spring-loaded thing.
It has to be, I guess, but.
Because has he ever been on the throne and went to put a new roll in and, like, shot it across the room and went, oh.
Maybe it's actually reaching for the toilet paper and falling off the commode.
And getting hit in the eye or something?
Maybe. Right. I don't know.
All right. Well, if you're doing this morning, please film it. We want to know how this works. All right. Things not to do this Tuesday. This has kind of became a regular for us, this and the deep thoughts. And I did more. So the first thing, Val, that people don't want to do this Tuesday.
Don't forget how old you are.
Yeah. It can be kind of easy when you get to our age. So
it can be, but, you know, if you can still do math, you can still figure it out, people. Yeah.
And hand in hand, which if you're that old, you might want to walk that way. A hand in hand with not forgetting how old you are today is or where you are. Yes, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Other things, Val.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, what I do all the time is forget what day it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Things you don't want to do this Tuesday. Do not start a sentence with, no offense.
Don't try to eyeball it when cutting your own hair. Scott.
Scott.
If it looks a little odd today, that's what I did.
You might not want to check your bank balance immediately after saying, I'm going to treat myself.
No, it takes the fun out of it. I did that last week. I was like, oh, I'm going to go buy this. And then I looked at my bank account and I went, no, I'm going to buy it anyways. Thank you. And next week, we have a brand new control panel with EQ. So we should sound bassy and bright.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
I've always wanted to sound bassy and bright.
Well, you've been bassy before.
I think that's gassy.
Oh, this one for Val. Do not chase a car just because it looks shiny today.
Especially if I'm going woof.
Yeah. And she does that with Mustangs.
I do. Mm-hmm. And finally, at no point today, let out three long shrieks, fart, and run away.
Unless you work at a place like KCHW where that stuff's acceptable.
Also works if you work from home.
Except it's not as fun because there's no one to affect. All right, on to those existential shower thoughts. We do shower thoughts. Last week, I made them creepy. I tried to do some creepy ones again. Val, will you kick us off?
All right. You will someday log out of something for the last time and not realize it.
Oh, you were supposed to say, I don't think we've done these creepy ones before.
But
maybe we have. All right, somewhere a photo it's of like, you exists. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, like when you signed out of MySpace.
That was worth backtracking for. Good joke. Always right. Backtrack for a good joke. All right. Now, where was I? Somewhere a photo of you exists that you have never seen.
Ooh, that is creepy.
You know, around Chihuahua, when Brandon used to work at the newspaper, he was really good at hiding in a bush, snapping a picture of you. You never saw. He got one of me cruising in my Firebird that looked, and I was waving to somebody out the T-top, and it just looked awesome, the shot he got of the car. I actually saved it from the newspaper. And then the other one was, I was giving Gino a hug, and somehow he got a picture of it. It's, I think they him and Sharon got Person of the Year award, and, yeah, I think it was maybe Volunteers of the Year. I've got it wrong. It was the big one that Chihuahua does. And they both got it. And when they were leaving the stage and stuff, I ran over and I gave Gino a hug. And it ended up in the newspaper. And I didn't even know Brandon was in a bush. All right. Long story short.
That alone is creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Brandon's just got that creepy vibe, especially when he's in the bushes. All right. What else you got for Laval on that list?
I just had this thought recently, like in the shower, I guess. Your voice in recordings is how everyone else hears you all the time.
And that's the thing, is like, I think I can sing till I do it out loud. I'll write a song and I'll be like, oh, this is jamming, and I'll be singing along with it. And the few times that I've actually heard myself singing along, it's not good. All right. Every decision you didn't make created a completely different version of your today. So if you didn't like it, that's on you.
You don't remember falling asleep last night, but you trust that you did.
If you're really tired, maybe you didn't.
Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. One day someone will say your name for the last time.
Oh.
Is that your last or their last, though? All right, Val.
This one's kind of sad. You've walked past strangers who are having the worst day of their life, and you never even knew it.
That's why everybody I say, how are you?
Nice. My sweatshirt this morning, and you probably can't read it, but my sweatshirt says you matter.
Oh, yeah, we can't read it because you're sitting down. Pulling it up's not going to help.
I know, but usually when I stand up and try to show something, then it blocks out. But and then on the back it says, "Dear person behind me, I just want you to know that you are enough."
Oh, all right. I wanted to tease what the boys are doing, but we've already rambled. I can't believe we've already burned up like 20 minutes. Rambling. So real quick, what's coming up today? In just moments, we're going to have Ken with today's Panic Time. Always exciting, because Ken is the dude that works harder than anybody else keeping us safe. We've got crazy weather, goofy weather with Alan Milani. That'll come up at the top of the hour. And then in hour two, Joel Wilczynski arrives from Belize to bring us some entertainment news. And you never know what you're going to get with Joel.
You never know.
And today is Farkle Farkle Day. It's your last week to Farkle with Scott and Val. What's going on, Val?
Oh, we have been running this promotion for about a month or so. And all you had to do to be entered into a drawing to win a really cool Bigfoot Northern Lights in the Mountains Farkle board was to like our Facebook page and follow our channel. Or vice versa,
yeah.
Subscribe to our channel. That's all you had to do. So if you have not done it, because as we're looking at things, people have done one or the other, not realizing they needed to do both.
So that might not have been very clear. So if you, okay, I'll follow them on Facebook. It wasn't just one or the other. It was a both, because we're trying to build both channels. So that was the idea with the contest to kind of help us. So if you think you're in the contest, but you didn't subscribe on YouTube, you could swing by there and take a gander at the video today and take care of that. And then you're in for the drawing, which will comes up last day of the month, 28th. So you had till the end of the February. So end of Saturday is the deadline. Me and Val will draw the winners from the subscribers on the followers on Facebook and YouTube. And we will announce the winner next Tuesday on our show. And then we'll contact you and get your address so we can ship it to you.
There you go. Yeah. And if you aren't sure what Farkle is, for one, just go check out the pictures on our pages, because I think it turned out really cute. Mm-hmm. But what a Farkle board is a tray to hold your dice while you're playing Farkle, which is used to be called 10,000 as a dice game. So we came up with this idea, or I did, when we were camping, trying to play Farkle on a picnic table, and continually pulled our dice out of the dirt. So I came up with the idea to make a tray, contain your dice, and make things easier. So the one that I did was in honor of KCHW, with the Northern Lights in the background, and who doesn't love Bigfoot?
That's right. And Val, it won't do shameless promotion, but she does make custom Farkle boards.
Custom Farkle boards.
And people order them from you too, don't they?
I do get lots of orders. I do make lots of custom ones. I just did one for a friend whose mom's name was Daisy. And so we did one with daisies on it for her, just in honor of her mom. I just did one for a fundraiser for the Junior Livestock Association here in Deer Park. Nice. So I do all sorts of stuff. So, yeah.
All right, so we covered the guys. We have odd news at the end of the show. Today's odd news, you don't want to miss it. It's a little different. I spent the time last night, Val. There's six of the full version odd news stories, and I wrote a song for every odd news story.
Oh, my goodness.
Which sounds scary, right?
It sounds scary, but I guess that's when you live in Maine, and it's a blizzard.
That's right. But they were only 30-second songs, 30 to 45 seconds. And I'm going to tease before we go to Ken, just because I think if I play this one three times during the show today, it'll be stuck in everybody's heads the rest of the day.
Ooh,
all
okay.
right? All right. So I have kind of two versions because the first one came out super fast. I'm going to do the little slower one so you can pick up on the lyrics a little bit better. But you might get a gist of what the story is going to be in odd news, but... Yeah.
Sure, do they thank you, Bader? Well, and it seems I'm new to Barney at the school met? No.
Whoa, 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 bubble on the interstate. Whoa, 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 bubble on the interstate. Whoa, 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 bubble on the interstate.
Strapped a hot tub to a hatchback ride, two bungee cords and a whole lot of pride. Hit the highway feeling clever and free, hitting factor in wind velocity. Next thing I know it starts to rise, like a bubble bath reaching for the sky. Officer says, sir, explain your plan.
I said, I didn't think it.
Did that, man.
Whoa, 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 bubble on the air is straight. Science hit me a little too late.
Come on.
Floating dreams on a four-door frame.
Now I've got a ticket and nationwide fame.
Check out.
So I think everybody's going to be singing Bubble on the Interstate by the end of the day. That's my goal.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. All right, here we go.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Calm down. It's not the end of days. And now, your panic time host, Ken. You kids, get out of my yard. Owens.
Hey, you kids, get out.
Oh, yeah. And the man of the hour, Mr. Ken Owens. Welcome back to the show, Ken.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. I think you missed me rocking out there to your other song there. But, it's a head snapper.
But love me in a steak.
And by the way, I think if I was swimming, what would I want to swim in? I think a pair of swimming shorts. Yeah, that would be definitely needed.
Of course.
Yeah. I think that's a really good thing to think about, Ken.
A good choice, especially for you.
Well, yes, because if I was swimming without my shorts, people would panic. Oh, well, that leads right into my statement. You know, last week I told you I had something that was, it was going to affect millions. And well, here it is. Anyway, okay. Before I get ahead of myself, nobody panic. It's a, no. Panic.
Okay.
This is serious.
How serious is it, Ken?
Well, okay. Well, you know me. This could affect millions of homes, apartments, condos, anything with a sink, anything with a bathtub, anything that drains, I mean, garbage disposals, and, well, possibly dishwashers, but, you know, roughly, or technically, they're drain into a sink. But still, yes, it could be your dishwasher. And before you roll your eyes, you need a little back history here. So the Coriolis effect, hemispherical differences in rotational water flow. Got that?
Okay.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, but I keep going down the drain.
Anyway, hemispherical differences in rotational water flow in the northern hemisphere, that's us up here, you know, water goes clockwise down the drain. And below the equator, you know, down there below, like Australia and stuff, it goes counterclockwise down the drain. This is science.
Okay.
Anyway, for decades, sinks, bathtubs, garbage disposals have been engineered to operate in harmony with their hemispherical natural rotational expectations. That means they're designed to go counterclockwise, or, you know, anyway, for clockwise up here, counterclockwise down there. It keeps plumbing balanced. It keeps gravitational cooperative. It keeps the drains draining the way they were designed. But recently, and this is where it becomes serious, manufacturers have admitted that millions of bathtub sinks and garbage disposals designed for Australia were accidentally installed up here in the United States.
Oh, no. Now everything's going to back up.
That's right. Southern hemispherical appliances installed in northern hemispherical plumbing, and over 2 million homes, maybe 3 million, maybe 5 million, now contain a counterclockwise appliance operating in a clockwise environment. What does that mean? That means your plumbing may be confused. Your drains may hesitate. Have you ever watched your sink and thought, why isn't this draining properly? We've always had problems with that sink. Your bathtub, my bathtub never seems to drain. You always thought it was hair. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's not that buildup you thought was down there. It could be that you have the wrong bathtub installed. It's fighting gravity. It's fighting the Coriolis effect. That is why. And your garbage disposal, you know, your garbage disposal may start throwing food out of it instead of grinding it up and sending it down the drain. Yes, this is one of the documented effects of improperly installed southern hemispherical appliances operating here in the upper hemisphere.
Wow.
Oh, and when that happens at your toilet, man, it really stinks.
Anyway, now in response to this growing concern, federal rotational compliance authorities have issued an advisory. Now, this is everyone pay attention. Every sink, every bathtub, every appliance that drains is required to carry a federally recognized rotational compliance sticker. Now, this is important. These stickers clarify that your appliance is calibrated for clockwise northern hemispherical drainage standards. Look underneath your sink. Check behind the cabinet wall. Examine underneath your bathtub. You should see a small label that reads clockwise compliant, northern hemisphere certified. If you don't see this sticker, well, remain calm. It just means your appliance may not be federally certified. And who knows? You might have one, you might not. I mean, should you replace these? I don't know. I mean, should you call a plumber right away? I don't know that either. But I think what you should do, look for the sticker, contemplate your next move. What should your next move be? Well, I don't know that either. Oh, well, I do have an idea, though. You can tear out your Australian counterclockwise appliances. I mean, load them into a giant shipping container and move to Australia. Yes, because if you install them in Australia, you know, they'll drain just fine down there.
All right.
And yes, I think you should do this. Well, I'm not sure if moving is the answer, but it is one option. Anyway, good luck with your plumbing. And this is Ken with Panic Time.
Good job, Ken. You know, one of the things that is concerning me now is I don't even know how to get under my bathtub. I've never seen the bottom of a bathtub.
The only time I've seen the underside of my toilet was when I'd had a little bit too much to drink.
Was there a sticker down there? Did you? Well, anyway, so yes, this isn't, it's serious.
All right, serious stuff. Once again, Ken Owens, big round of applause for Ken.
And I was having such a good day, now I'm panicked.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as I...
All right, well, thank you, KCHW. It's always great to see Val, Scott. You all have a great week. This is Ken with Panic Time. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much, Ken. You know, Val, the thing that's worrying me now is I think I'm going to have to spend the rest of the day like reversing all my plumbing.
Oh, man. Or at least crawling under things to see if it's the right stuff.
Well, at least I'm short. I crawl under things pretty easy. All right. Before we go to our top of the hour break, we got a few goodies for you. First one up is I like this one, Val. And I think people might be able to relate to it. It's called "What Was Your I'm Dating an Idiot Moment?" I read through this in advance just to make sure I wasn't in it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Val, first one, will you roll it out?
All right. My ex didn't think it rained over the ocean because there was enough water there already. She was shocked it rained when we were on a cruise.
Okay. Here's when it says, my man put a load of laundry in with mixed colors and whites and then poured the bleach into white and the whites. He was shocked that the bleach bleached everything in the load. I had to explain that bleach will bleach everything you put in as it cannot discern what you want bleached and what you don't. And I think discernment is totally lost here. It's funny she used that word.
All right. This person said, my ex got mad when I described a cloud formation moving in overhead as ominous. He replied, use another word. No one knows what that means. for you idiots, it's scary.
Yeah, scary. All right. She was standing in the middle of Disney World holding a paper map of the park. She started complaining that they forgot to put the You Are Here star on the map. It's a map, and they only do that at kiosks. Maybe you didn't notice.
Maybe you should use Google Maps instead. Yes. We were watching the movie Valkyrie, the one starring Tom Cruise, about the plot to assassinate Hitler. I made a comment while we were watching, like, too bad their plan didn't work, and my boyfriend got angry at me for spoiling the movie.
Here's a guy who says, I introduced my friend to my stepsister, and he said, weird, you guys look nothing alike.
Oh, he kept applying for jobs and getting denied instantly. At the time, I didn't understand and was upset for him. Come to find out, this 26-year-old was applying for jobs driving armored trucks for banks with a record for stealing money.
Oh. What's ever happened to second chances, Val? Why do you think he wanted to work at the armor? I think if he's a crook and had criminal tendencies, that's the last place you should work. All right. Another guy thought you absorbed a gallon of water when you shower, so he didn't need to drink any. Scary thing is, he heard this somewhere else. That's a learned behavior.
Oh, boy. This man said, I dated a woman who asked me why it's called ground beef. She said, like, are they bread on the ground or something?
He, serious as a heart attack, asked me to stop using toothpaste because the government's controlling your thoughts through fluoride consumption. That's a weird conspiracy theory. How do you tie one together?
I don't know how you get with him in the first place because his breath must be horrendous.
Last one, Val. It's a good one.
All right, I suggested visiting Slovenia, and he said, Slovenia? You can't just make up countries, babe.
Oh, that's really, really good. All right, we are going to run to break and thank some sponsors for KCHW. And when we come back, it's the one and only Mr. Alan Mulaney with your stellar weather forecast. But you have to stay right here. It's Scott and Val, Save the Universe. And we will be right back.
Scott and Val, Save the Universe, will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.